One, the high cost of oil, which has tripled since independence. Two, our banana exports, which was the backbone of our economy for many years, has plummeted to almost zero. Three, tourism, which we had expected to replace income from bananas, has been very weak, influenced heavily by the world's poor economic performance. Furthermore, the epidemic of chikungunya, which is now ravishing our shores, along with the looming threat of Ebola, would further impact negatively on world travel and tourism. Four, added to the above, we have witnessed severe storms and floods causing millions of dollars in damage and disruption to the lives of hundreds of our citizens. It is important that we be cognizant of the fact that all these adverse effects are not of our making and over which we have little control. The cumulative effect, however, means that our small economy is in a stranglehold, with increasing pressure being exerted on our standard of living and the quality of life of all of our citizens. As I speak, many businesses are on the brink of bankruptcy, and many persons are without work and find it difficult to meet their basic needs.